657.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Got some tunes number there with Ngihlanze on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Right before him was We Will Worship Ndialebuwa Ngamandla on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening. Welcome to it. This is the second and the final hour of our program, Thursday Live. With me, Godfrey Mwabi. And of course, let me give you in the daily Samata's contact details again. It's 067-226-5934. I promised you that we'll be speaking to, am I winning? To Muruti Chabalala. Okay, it looks like I'm not winning there. Let's do it again. So we'll be speaking with him in a little while about faith. We'll be talking about faith. Honamo Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Please stay tuned. What is it that he has in store for us this evening on AM 657? Let's see if I can get hold of him. Yeah, it's ringing. Yes, he's ready to share with us this powerful message. Baba Chabalala.
Hey, Muruti.
Lega Muruti.
Okay, Muruti, how are you saying?
Ay, kipetaka mahao, ntate.
Hey, Muruti.
Matata hao.
Hey, ntate.
Amatata ageko. Amatata ageko, amatata. Want to speak Zulu, just add A and U. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Then you're sorted. Yeah.
Yes.
Muruti Ralebuga, we're continuing with the topic of the power of faith. If we can please take us back to what we discussed last week before you go to what you have for us this evening.
Okay. Muruti, thank you so much for having me once again, and greetings to the lovely listeners that we have. And also, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah. So, and also greet you, please, Muruti. Yes, so last week, we spoke about the power of faith and how is it that when we connect with the power of faith, we are able to move into levels with God that can benefit us and those around us. So if you allow me to continue from there, Muruti.
Please do.
Yes. So I just want to bring to our attention the story of when Jesus in the book of Mark 11, when Jesus cast the fig tree. So after he cast the fig tree, Jesus says, have faith in God. And we know, through study that the other connotation of that phraseology is saying, like God. So what we are learning in that scenario, in that situation, Jesus was actually showing the disciples that and when you walk by faith, you are able to command situations that are unfavorable to you to end up being favorable. So I just want us to today to highlight and zoom in on that, because I want to also encourage the listeners to say that the issue of walking by faith is so much of a benefit for an individual Christian, but it's more so and a benefit to everyone that you are around, So I want to just read a verse. I just want to read a verse in the book of Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 23. And Jesus, in fact, when we started from verse 22, it says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. And he says, verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So I just want to highlight these two words. Believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Does it say you will receive them or you receive? Is it in the future tense or in the present tense?
It's a present continuous tense.
Okay, believe. Whatever you pray, believe that you have received.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All so right. Whatever that you pray, believe that you receive. In fact, it says receive. As in like, when you pray, believe that at that time that you pray, you have received it. You are receiving it even as you pray. And you will have it. You know, so what this
read that again,
mean,
Read that again, please. This one we really need it now. It's about time that it sinks in our hearts,
yes.
Because we can't just read it to for amens, but we need it to live and to survive.
Yes, Murud, I agree with you, sir. So I will read it again. It says in verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe that you receive them, present tense, you know. So that's why I'm saying it may have a connotation of a present continuous tense, because he said it then in their generation, but it is still applicable to us now in our generation. So what I'm saying in this instance, in this situation, I remember when Elijah, I'm not sure whether I will have to check that for me, if it's Elijah or Elisha, when Gehazi was witnessing the amount of soldiers that were surrounding them to ambush. And I remember when the prophet prayed, he said, Lord, open his eyes. And immediately when the prophet said, open his eyes, the Bible says the eyes of Gehazi opened, and he was able to see that the number that was with them was greater than the number that was against them. So there often a time the reason why we don't get the things that we pray for is because perhaps we are not able to see as God sees. You know, so the reason why the Bible says when you pray, believe that you have received it and you will have it, is because you are seeing it as God sees it. That's why it says have faith in God. And when I began, I said the Hebrew connotation, the Greek connotation, as some theologians also assert, is that it says have faith like God, have the God kind of faith. You know, so we need to start seeing things as God sees them, so that we can begin to receive them. Because I am often intrigued by this statement that says things are more real in the spirit than they are in the physical. So we need to have faith, the faith of God. And I'm reminded by when God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says he spoke it into existence. When he spoke it, it became so. So that's why Christ is saying have faith like God, or have faith in God. Because I spoke to the fig tree, because the fig tree was not bearing fruit, but the fig tree withered from the ground up.
Yes, we are still with Pastor Bongani Tshabalala on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, talking about the power of faith. Do you think that we are using our faith, and we are taking this faith message seriously? And do you think that we are practicing it in a sense that we don't just read it to preach, but we are reading about it or learning about it so that we can implement it in our lives?
Yes, Muruti. Absolutely, Muruti. I am reminded of the scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, I think it's verse 12, if I'm not mistaken. The Bible says, for without faith it is impossible to please him, or to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. I like to say that he is a provider, that he is a healer, that he is our Redeemer, that he is able to intervene in our situations. But we must first believe that he is. You know, when God sent Moses, he said, tell them that I am, the I am that I am. So when he says I am, that's because he is, you know. So we need as believers to start praying with faith, Bazalano. We need to start praying, you know, with faith and start to exercise our faith.
Just to make sure, Murudu, what I understand you there. Are you saying that it starts with us knowing him, the one we believe in? Are you saying that it's important that we start with him, knowing him, so that we can be able to know who you are, we are believing?
Absolutely, Murudi. You know, when you read the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, you know. So that's why the Bible says we need to have our minds renewed so that we can be transformed. So when we have our minds renewed, what happens is that we become like him, because we start seeing things like him. We start talking like him, you know, and we become to know him. You know, when Job speaks, he says, I heard of him, but now I know him, you know. So we have to come to a point where we know him so that we can be able to represent him. You know, I often say when I minister, I say, you know, the world will only know of God as far as the church knows of God, you know. And that's why the Bible says, they that know their God shall do great exploits. So right now, believers, you know, in South Africa and all over the world who are able to hear us right now, Murudere, we need to remind Bazalwane that we need to know our God, because the world wants to know our God. But if we don't know our God, we won't be able to represent him. We won't be able to speak about him. We won't be able to exert the amount of faith. You know, the faith that Elijah had when he said, he called the prophet of Baal and said, he said, today you have to choose, which God are you going to serve? And he called fire from heaven so that it can consume. Because as he called fire, he was exercising his faith. He was using his faith in order for him to display his God.
So we need to know him. And when we know him, the world will know that he's alive and he's able.
Yes,
Lord. All right. It's 22 after 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, The Power of Faith. Muruti, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, so Muruti, I want to also, you know, go back to the scripture in the book of James that says, A man that asks of God must not doubt in his heart, because a man that doubts is like the waves of the sea. It's like a man who's tossed by the waves of the sea, you know. He's tossed to and fro. And the Bible continues to say, whatever that he asks for, he will not receive, because that is a doubtful man, you know. So the reason why we have believers who don't believe and they don't get the results even when they pray, it's because they pray with doubtful hearts in their minds, you know. And we need to come to a point as believers that we start to pray, and when we pray with faith, not doubting that the God that we pray to is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. So God is able to do above the things that we imagine. He's able to do above the things that we even ask. But the reason why he's not doing all of that is because we are praying in doubt.
We don't believe him, basically.
We don't believe in him.
Because we don't know him.
Because we don't know him.
Yeah, but when we know him, then we believe him. And the world begin to see his power. Unfortunately, he can only do anything in our lives as long as we believe him or ask him. If we don't believe that he can do it, we're not going to ask him. And because we're not going to ask him, there's nothing that he can do. And we'll find ourselves in the same situation with those who don't believe. So we become unbelieving believers. And unbelieving believers, I don't know how different are they from the unbelievers. So I don't know. I don't know. But Muruti, thank you very much once again. I know we are not done, but thank you once again for really sharing this important message with us. So what's the challenge that you can pose to somebody listening now? Because at the end of the day, you need to talk to the man in the mirror and say, am I really believing? Am I really walking and living by faith? How dangerous it is for us to rely on the tangible things, the material things, and neglect the faith in our life, the faith aside of our lives.
All right. So, Moruti, the closing statement I would have is that the danger of not having faith is that we live in despair. You know, the Bible says hope does not disappoint. And one of the synonyms of faith is hope. So when we don't have hope in God, we don't have faith in God, we therefore won't be able to walk, you know, in confidence. And if you don't walk in confidence, you are always in despair, you know. So things like depression and things like, you know, sicknesses will come into our lives and affect us very easily. So the challenge that I want to pose to the whole church as they are listening to us right now, Moruti, is that let's begin to have faith in God. And let's have hope in God so that we don't despair. We will always live in hope. Even our neighbors, our friends, when they talk to us and they are in despair, as we know that we are living in hard times right now, they will begin to walk in the hope of God because we will have hope in God. And God won't disappoint us.
Absolutely, He won't disappoint us. So we really need to take this faith message seriously, ask ourselves these critical questions. Are we really living by faith? Yeah. Mudimu, we got a tokomela during these times, Muruti. He can take care of us, and He wants to take care of us, but for Him to do that, He needs our faith. And the word says it comes by hearing and hearing His word, right?
Absolutely, Moruti. Absolutely. That's what we touched on yesterday, last week, I'm sorry. So I think we need to just remind our listeners, and we need to remind every believer that we cannot afford to be believers who do not believe. We have to believe God.
Can be unbelieving believers. So we can be unbelievers. And tend to be believers. So what makes us believers is our belief, and we have to believe His word. I must say that I'm actually encouraged, Muruti. And yeah, somehow you feel like your faith tank is running on empty and all that, on reserve. But it's messages such as this that will prompt you to go to the filling station and refill. And once you are on full tank, everything becomes possible. You can speak to mountains. You can do whatever because your faith tank is it's full, and we really need to do that on a daily basis. And what else can we do to make sure that our faith remains strong during these times? In closing.
Yes, Moruti, you remember last week we touched on the issues of our believers spending a lot of time listening to other things other than the word of God. You know, you just quoted a verse right now. You said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So what we as believers need to listen to more, let's listen. You know, remember the time when we used to listen to, you know, tapes of preachings and sermons. We need to go back to that time where we listen to the word of God more, because when you open your TV, you are listening to the news, it's full of despair. You read the newspapers, it's full of despair. Even social media is full of despair. But when you go to the word of God, your faith is built, and you will begin to walk by faith.
Absolutely. Muruti, thank you once again for your time. Please give us your contact details for those who would like to engage with you on this issue further and many other issues that the Holy Spirit leads them to.
Okay, thank you so much, Muruti. And my number is 072-091-4013. That's my number.
072-091-4013.
Yes, absolutely, Muruti. And my on Facebook, I'm Bongani Shabalala with a T. And on Instagram, I'm BM Shengu. So they'll get me there on
Shengu. Thank you very much, Mshengu.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you so much for having me.
It was great having you right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. His number again is 072-091-4013. 0914013. His name is Muruti Bongani Chabalala on Facebook. He's the one that is wearing that designer t-shirt. I had to go there and Google him because there are a lot of Chabalalas there, more especially the Bonganis. So yeah, this Facebook thing, if you don't ask people to describe profile picture, you spend the whole of, I don't know, you won't be able to see whose Facebook pages they are theirs and all that. So yeah, you must ask these questions. I've did that before. Yes, I can tell you about a certain guy that has once had that experience. It was one of my former colleagues. Yo, I went there, and my goodness, I don't know how many people who share his name and surname were there. But sometimes the middle name helps, yeah? If you have a middle name there, it can help, because it's very rare that you can have people who share both your first name and the middle name. It's very rare. But if you just go with your first name and the surname, just Google yourself there. Google yourself and you come back to me. If you're the only one, consider yourself, I don't know, a rare commodity. If you're the only one on social media with that name, yeah, consider yourself a rare one. But hey, otherwise, yo, global na babangata. But that's why I ask these questions. Ebana, waperinda, Brayak, waperinda. So that whenever we can be able to say to apart to properly send the friend request, so that we can be able to engage with you further on these matters. It is 29 to 8 on AM 657 kilohertz. We're about to wrap things up with a powerful message of encouragement from none other than Bishop David Malatse in a little while. Please stay right where you are.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.